Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. There are multiple developments coming that will potentially penalize American citizens and private companies for holding too much cash or cash equivalents. Two existing regulations will expire at the end of 2012. The one affecting the greatest number of people is that the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation coverage will drop from $250,000 per account holder at a bank to its former limit of $100,000. Second, when the Transaction Account Guarantee Program expires December 31, it will especially impact businesses. It originated in 2008 as an emergency measure at the peak of that year's financial crisis. The program allowed banks with FDIC insurance coverage to pay an extra fee to extend coverage to 100% of bank balances in non-interest-bearing accounts like most checking accounts. From this program alone, almost $600 billion was moved into these protected accounts during 2011. The Securities and Exchange Commission is working on new regulations that would change money market accounts. Money market accounts were initially a way to earn interest on surplus bank balances by moving funds on a daily basis. These accounts maintained a par value of $1, so those who owned the accounts could consider them as an immediately available cash equivalent. Money market funds now hold about $2.7 trillion of assets. The developing regulations would impose two burdens. First, the money market funds would have to be marked to market value every day. That would force many of these funds below face value. Second, the regulations would impose withdrawal restrictions to delay access to funds for as long as 30 days. With these changes, money market funds would no longer be considered as cash equivalents. Together, these changes are likely to result in trillions of dollars being withdrawn from bank accounts and money market funds. These dollars will have to go somewhere, but there are no obvious best options right now. Surveys of how businesses plan to cope with the changes show that establishing separately managed accounts and direct purchase of U.S. Treasury debt have the greatest interest. The separately managed accounts would have many of the features of money market funds, but with slightly more risk. Could the ultimate sneaky goal of the U.S. government's changes be to encourage greater demand for U.S. Treasury debt? With a continuing decline in the value of the U.S. dollar over the years, despite its recent temporary strength, an argument could be made that owning U.S. Treasury debt would be riskier than bank or money market accounts. With these coming attacks on holding cash, will any of the financial managers consider the idea of putting some of their funds into stable assets such as physical gold or silver? That's it for now. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.